Brooke, good to see you.
Good to see you, Fred.
All right. We've got a lot to get to, so I want to get right to it. And I am a big procrastinator. I'm guessing there's a lot of other people out there who are. If they get the bulletin tomorrow, you have some help for them.
I know. I have not done any holiday shopping or Christmas shopping yet, so this could be a big help. We have a last-minute gift guide in the bulletin this week, and it's 8 pages of fun and color and ideas and ads and everything to get you going. Everything from camera equipment to arts equipment and, you know, outdoor gear, stuff for pets, all kind of stuff. So it's a lot of fun to look through and give yourself some ideas of places you might want to go and things you might want to pick up for the people in your life.
I have a feeling
two legs or four legs.
I have a feeling there's a lot of other people in our shoes who will make good use of that.
Yeah,
probably.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I was just, before we sat down to talk, I was just talking to one of my reporters who attended the county commission meeting this week and said that she thought it was about a six-hour meeting.
That sounds about right.
Because of this unified development code, which has been going on for years, lots of revisions, and it was finally approved this week. And I believe a 3-2 vote, right?
3-2 vote, yeah. We weren't quite sure. You sort of thought there would be two on one side and two on the other side, and where would the fifth vote go? And it went over. Billy Garrett, Wayne Hancock, and David Garcia sort of cast the deciding vote for it. And Leticia Benavides and Benjamin Rawson were against it. But there was a lot of debate. It went on for hours and hours. I texted my reporter and said, hey, you know, how did it go? And he's like, we're still in the middle of it. So, yeah, and there were like more than a dozen amendments and everything, but it did pass. So this sort of combines and codifies a whole bunch of city and county codes into sort of a one sort of area,
and it'll be interesting to see how that goes, because of course we have some new commission members coming in,
right?
And so, you know, things sometimes do get amended. We'll have to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Where things
there's still
go.
There's still opportunity for that. So.
Okay. Moving along, Las Cruces has been in the news a lot because of downtown redevelopment. You have a story this week on the downtown partnership.
Yeah, could you see a trolley downtown?
Maybe.
That's one of the ideas being floated right now. The downtown Las Cruces partnership, their executive director, Ariana Parsons, said they're looking for somebody, maybe some entrepreneur, to bring a trolley downtown.
Well, of course, El Paso's doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and then we have a nice long story by Mike Cook sort of talking about a lot of the different things. They'd like to sort of start bringing in an average of 5 new businesses per year downtown, which is more than they've had right now. But they have some new businesses eyeing it, and maybe in a way to get some apartments downtown, to get some people living downtown. So sort of the vision of the future and kind of like a wish list, you know, we'll see what's possible and what's not possible. But
yeah.
So it's a nice story. It really gives a lot of good info about that.
All right. Well, I'm sure a lot of people want to get up to speed on that. And you have another downtown story as well. Some questions about the future management of the Rio Grande Theater. This is up for debate now.
Yeah, exactly. The Doñana Arts Council has a contract, and they manage the Rio Grande Theater for the city as it is now. But the city and new city manager, Mr. Eid, have come up with an idea about maybe putting the CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, in charge of running the theater. And they like the idea because they could put some Convention and Visitors Bureau offices at least temporarily over in the theater. And they just think there's more that can be brought out of the theater and brought out of the downtown. And the CVB says they have good experience with bringing acts into town for like the Country Music Festival and things like that. So that they're positive about that move. The DAAC, who currently manage it, they're a little bit skeptical about it. They have a contract. They'd like to keep doing it. They're open to maybe some sort of agreement where they work together type of thing. But it sounds like the city would really like the CVB to take that over.
And when does this contract end?
I think June.
In June. Okay, so there's
June.
Still some time
yeah.
to talk about this. All right, and finally, we did some coverage of this. A visit by the U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell.
Yeah, Sally Jewell. It's like the third time she's been here to visit what was going to be and now is the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument. And she took a three-mile hike last week, and a bunch of people went along and took photos, and she spoke with the media, and then she had some other meetings in town as well. So we have a little thing about probably her last time with the administration on the way out here in a month or so. And so she came and just reiterated how much she likes this area and thinks it was a good thing to make this a national monument.
Yeah, well, certainly we have a lot of community support for the monument. We when we posted those stories on Facebook, there was a lot of interaction from people about it. So it's very interesting. Well, you'll read those stories and a whole lot more in tomorrow's edition of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Brooke Stockburger is the managing editor. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, friend.